Rav Volba makes a suggestion in this week's parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding the menorah. At the end of the day, the menorah, you know, doesn't seem so difficult to picture exactly what it is. I mean, we have all these picture books. The Rosh Hashanah could describe it looks like a ball. I mean, like, well, why is he had difficulty? The Rosh Hashanah says, I have to show it to you. See, he suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu's problem was not the physical reality, but was the remez, which we know that everything in the Mishkan represents a physical representation of the higher alumnus and the process which Kadosh Baruch Hu uses to send his hashpah down to the bria, and to understand how each thing connects to each element in Shemaim. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty with that. Extending that thought process, the probability would be that he had difficulty even picturing the physical element, because even if he understood the process, how you translate the ruchnias into the gashmias, but if you're not clear exactly of all the ruchnias involved and how it works, you're not sure how it should come out looking in the gashmias. So seeming that's a bit of a pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulty of understanding, he gives us a deeper appreciation of the Mishkan and the importance of the Mishkan and the Hashpoah, to the point even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand exactly how it works, etc. But maybe we can take the thought and apply it to ourselves in the following way. We find that many of the Aforshim point out that the Bria was, man is created in the Tzura of the Bria, the Bria is created in the Tzura of man. The Mishkan, the Malbim goes by Riches, to point out each part of the Mishkan corresponds to a different part of the human being. So the Mishkan at the same time is corresponding to the human being, while it's also corresponding to all of the elements of Hashpoah from Shemaim. The answer is, what's the connection between the two? Because the human being really is, in many ways, the vehicle, the tzinor, which allows the Hashpoah to come through. It sends we are the tzinor, the Bereshit created us. The final goal is not a physical Mishkan. If the person's presence exists on a physical body called a Mishkan, on the Yitzir Kapa of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the main creation of Kadosh Baruch Hu is created by it with his hands. The Kedusha which a human being has, we will, to save a Jewish life, you'll be Mechalel every element of the Mikdash necessary to save a Jewish life. So, we know Shabbos is more chomer than the Mishkan. That's why you can't. It's not Teichel Shabbos. The more makes the Kabbalah chomer. Kabbalah chomer, a human being, a Ben Yisrael. So we are. If we're talking about the Moshe Rabbeinu was grappling with what does it mean Mishkan, Kabbalah chomer Ben Benoshel Kabbalah chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu would grapple with what does it mean a human being, and so that gives us pause. You know, we sometimes fail to recognize the greatness and the godliness which exists inside of ourselves, the importance that we have in the Bria. Each individual, the Russian put us here because we have a role to play. And if we learn to respect ourselves and appreciate ourselves and value ourselves for what we are, make a tremendous difference in our life and the lives of all the people who are around us. Have a good Shabbos.